back, and one of my favorite journalists in the world is Joel Skousen, probably most level-headed journalist looking at issues, not only for now, but in the future. And Joel, your latest newsletter, which you get every week, if you email editor@worldaffairsbrief, you get a free sample. I strongly recommend everybody listening to this program get your newsletter. It's extremely important to have a level-headed view of what's really going on, the real agenda behind various people like the Hildebeest, I call her now. It's a new term. One of my friends thought it up. So let's get started. Go from the top as to what you want to talk about this week and maybe new issues since you even came up with a Friday newsletter.
Well, the big issue, of course, is that polls are showing that Hillary is sagging in the polls. It used to be a 20-point spread over Donald Trump, and now they're basically even. So, you know, it can't be because of Donald Trump being such a, you know, a stable good candidate. I mean, his victory speech or the victory parade there in the Washington Mall was really kind of an embarrassment, repeating some of the same old mantras about people are going to get tired of so much victory and winning so much. You know, that's going to be the biggest disappointment for people. But nevertheless, the backlash against the establishment is so strong, so powerful, that even the establishment has not been able to do anything, including, you know, tell the truth about Donald Trump, and it doesn't seem to affect his ratings. People are just so hungry for someone who isn't part of the establishment. And, you know, Hillary Clinton has got a real problem because she really is perceived as an establishment person with all of the money that she has gotten from Wall Street and from foreign countries. She is the most corrupt politician we've had in decades. And so it's very unlikely that a lot of Sanders supporters are going to switch to Hillary. They are considering Trump. And so as we're going forward, this is going to be a real problem. You know, on the negative side, Donald Trump continues to play the populist role, and that includes succumbing to flattery and to nice words from the establishment to a certain extent. We met with Henry Kissinger over a week ago, and although no one's telling what he said, what he committed to, it's clear that Kissinger is really trying to influence him on foreign policy and make sure that he continues, you know, the phony war on terror. And Trump seems to be falling into that trap because he keeps talking about, you know, destroying ISIS. Now, if you're going to go out to destroy ISIS, you know, you can take down the phony war on terror. But, you know, without understanding the dark side of government and how they're supporting ISIS through Saudi Arabia and Turkey and other Western allies, it's going to be a difficult process.
Exactly, yeah. In other words, you've got to get to the oil can-sized drum of worms that he's going to have to pop open and realize it's our government and our establishments and our agencies are actually totally collaborating to create and amplify ISIS, even buying their oil.
That's correct. And Israel ends up buying a lot of that oil. It's marketed through Turkey. So this is a very, very bad... See, you know, the Russians came out today and said, you know, you're just bombing the desert. You know, show us the evidence that you're really hitting ISIS because we don't believe you.
Right.
And, you know, I don't believe them either, of course.
Right.
As a former Navy Marine pilot, I can tell you that, you know, when you're given a target, you go out and hit that. You don't know if there's any people in that target. You hit a building. But as we know, the United States government tends to dip in advance warnings on so nobody's there. And, of course, the Navy pilots think, yeah, we had a successful strike. But whether or not they hit anybody is very questionable. It's just like the oil tankers. They hit once, only once. They haven't hit any oil tankers since, and they dropped leaflets 45 minutes in advance telling the drivers to abandon the trucks.
Yeah, so exactly. They're dropping the leaflets, so they're out to abandon the trucks, and they blow up the trucks, and then they're back at business next week.
Yeah, and then they don't bomb any more trucks. So
right.
That's the way the game is played. The media shows pictures of U.S. bombing the trucks, and so all of a sudden, yep, the U.S. is after and stopping their oil supply. Once, that's what happened.
In other words, it's basically a wag-the-dog media event just for public consumption, but the real issue is we're rebombing old villages that have been bombed dozens of times or more that are not inhabited. We're playing a game where if you cut off the oil supply and stop buying the G20 nations buying their oil or stop the swift transfer of monies, ISIS would die in the vine, but we not only supply with equipment and materials, but intelligence. It's just crazy, isn't it?
Yeah. But we do have special forces that we now know are in combat, despite Obama promising that there are no U.S. troops on the ground in Syria. In combat, anyway. But they are in combat. They've got film now of them in combat. And so they are going after, you know, the Syrian army and some of the problematic rebels there. That, and I'm sure that when they do fight ISIS, you know, they hit some of the fighters, but they never get the leaders. The leaders of ISIS are really the ones that are aware of the U.S., Israeli, Turkish, and Saudi Arabia supply line. And I suspect that many of those ISIS leaders are, in fact, Israeli Arabs that have been highly trained to infiltrate the Arab world and play the role that, you know, the Mossad wants them to play.
Yeah, and 3 months ago I spoke to an anesthesiologist in Israel who personally was involved in the Israeli hospitals taking care of ISIS fighters that get injured. They end up in Israeli hospitals. So, you know,
yeah,
it's really pretty disgusting. And then, so Trump is easily fooled by flattery. He also makes statements that concern me. I support Trump, but I want him to have better advisors and more common sense and stop repeating the same mantra, like I'm going to deport all these children that are born on American soil. First off, it's a Supreme Court decision, and it's not just people coming from Mexico and Central and South America. It's Chinese. It's basically people from Qatar and Arab Emirates that are very wealthy, flying in 747s full of pregnant women every month to be born in the States so their child is American citizens. Who's going to decide this? It's certainly not going to be Trump. And you can't deport their families if these kids are minors. I mean, you've got to be rational here. What you want to do is stop felons. They should be arrested, like the Cates Law, and be shipped to their prison of no choice in the country of their origin, whether it's Nicaragua or wherever. But this idea of thinking they're just going to deport everybody, and a wall certainly won't stop the drugs coming in when they're coming in Hercules C-130s with the collaboration of the CIA, the FBI, etc. I mean, it's short-sighted, isn't it?
Well, it is. You know, a wall will help, but the biggest thing that would help, of course, is to run a sting operation on coyotes. You just pose as immigrants wanting to ride across, pay them $1,000 and arrest them.
Right.
So you dry up the supply of coyotes in a couple of weeks. And the same thing with the Turkish boat captains that are shuttling people over to Turkey. I mean, you can tell me that a government agent can't find out where those refugees fall in the crowd, where they're going down to the ports and getting on boats and arrest the captain.
Right, so in other words, you have a plan that's very systematic that could be done in a matter of days or weeks that could shut both the coyotes across the Mexican-U.S. border or bring in these people from Central North Africa and the Middle East very quickly could stop this massive inflow. And one thing I do agree with Trump is they should build sanctuary cities in their home country. You know, why? And how come we aren't getting, you know, these so-called Muslim countries like Qatar and Saudi Arabia that already have these giant said cities available? They're not helping their own people in the Middle East. It's crazy, isn't it?
Well, it's a very concerted globalist agenda to create multicultural conflict around the world by shipping refugees around the world. And we're, you know, look at what has happened to Europe. And yet it's incredible how the media gives lip service to tightening the borders, but they don't do anything, and they decry anyone for hate crimes who reviles against Muslims. They, you know, police have documented dozens of times where they refuse to report that a person is an illegal alien Muslim in the country when they commit a crime. This is just an incredibly covert agenda against Western culture, is what it really is.
Yeah, another area I'd like to get your opinion on, Joel, is I constantly hear this statement that we need to put giant tariffs on Chinese goods, and I think that that's a minor factor. The biggest one, and I talk to, you know, senior business people, is that we have so darn many regulations in America. We're not just talking about, you know, regulations like, you know, fracking. They should be using non-chemical fracking technology, which is available. But regulations where it could take 5 years to get a business going in America, where it takes 90 days in China or Indonesia or Asia. You know, why do we complain that the problem is out there when it's actually here as to why business wants to build in America, but the regulations are so insane, they can't do it here?
Well, one of the reasons is that You've got an activist judicial system which has ruled in favor of environmentalists and view of safety laws which are excessive. And so, you know, it's not a matter of by edict trying to eliminate these, all of your environmental groups.
But they don't even fix the environmental issues, though, do they? You know, for example, they push fracking. They don't need to do that, same way as they put corrects at 9500 in the Gulf of Mexico. All the other divisions of the U.S. government, including military, use non-toxic oil dispersion technology. You could use non-chemical fracking technology. You could recharge the aquifers with primary water. I don't see rationality here. I see regulations that literally drive business out of the country. And then we want to blame foreigners for the fact that we have so many regs that we can't do business in America anymore. It's impossible.
Well, it is true that it is not just taxes that drives business overseas, but
right.
It is the regulatory fever here, and many, many CEOs have said that. But I'm just saying it's very, very difficult when you have a country run by case law rather than the Constitution, and activist courts have set precedents so that it's almost impossible to tear down those regulatory fever.
Exactly, yeah, exactly. In other words, we have courts that have made the business of managing the law so giant that 25% of all the attorneys in the world live in America. Yeah, although we're not 25% of the world population, it's no wonder that because, you know, it's like I talked to some friends that say they do business in China. Something like 90% of the elected officials in China, even though it's communist, are all engineers. And over 90% of the so-called representatives in America are attorneys. Big difference, isn't there?
Yes, that is interesting. Of course, you know, most everything in China, there is a payoff. You have to pay high fees, but to a big corporation, that's cheap compared to battling the regulations, which is a constant drain on profits. Having to hire hundreds and hundreds of people to deal with a regulatory environment in the United States.
So, in other words, their system of paying off people to get access is quicker and more efficient and less expensive than the regulatory nightmare we have in America because of the lawyers.
Yes, and it's the same way in Latin America. You know, they have, down in Argentina, where they have a wealthy, wealthy set of resources there, and you see these wealthy businessmen, I talk to them, how do you do it? I mean, you've got all these socialist requirements. Well, we can pay them off. You know, in the U.S., you have to abide by these rules. We can pay them off. We can get around it with bribes.
That's so funny, isn't it? And when I hear the comments by Trump, you know, he's going to bring Carrier back. It's funny. My wife, Michelle, she researched and found out that Ivanka Trump, which manages a lot of his business, manufactures clothing in Indonesia and China. I mean, you're not going to stop international business. I mean, you say you want fair trade. Well, the first thing is to get rid of these darn lawyers. We're lawyered to death in America is what's going on. That's our biggest problem for business.
Well, there's no way you actually get rid of the lawyers except to change the law.
Right.
That's why I've been in favor of what I call a tight language version of our Constitution, which in its general language, which people understood at the time, you know, the chicken drive a truck through the loopholes that are created with this general language. And so if you get a tight language constitution that mirrors what the founders had, plus is consistent with libertarian law, the attorneys are out of business because there's no way to make money off of very clear, tight language that doesn't allow socialism, that doesn't allow redistribution of wealth. It doesn't, there are always cases of liability. Contract law, which will always be there. But so much of what we're dealing with are government regulations.
Yeah. So what about the other issues here, talking about the email issues with Hillary? What's going on there?
Well, I talked about the extreme radical agenda of Hillary Clinton. And, Bernie Sanders is a socialist. We're already dealing with socialism. A pretty much socialist country. It is the radical agenda of Hillary Clinton that's even worse than the socialism of Bernie Sanders. For example, I have a long list in the brief of things that she'd do in the first 100 days. She's going to get amnesty to people. She's going to continue the Dream Act. She's going to stop deportations. She isn't going to close the border because she feels like we already have, as she says, the most secure border in the world, which is just foolish. It's an open border in many, many parts of Mexico. And then, of course, you have the issue of the Supreme Court. I mean, as I pointed out in the brief, it's not just replacing Antonin Scalia, which is still in the court into basically a 4-4 tie on almost everything. You know, Ruth Bader Ginsburg is in her late 80s, and she's going to be in her 90s during this next term. She's certainly not going to last. And there's three other justices as well. So she could potentially replace three or four, and we will never, ever see another favorable ruling or liberty or lack of regulation or illegal immigration or gun law. We could even lose the Second Amendment rights in the next 4 years.
Right. Now, what she wants to do is open up lawsuits to the companies that manufacture guns.
Yes, she certainly does.
Yeah.
And that's a very dangerous precedent, you know, ridiculous, you know, like a knife manufacturer is responsible for everyone who cuts themselves. And it's just ludicrous. And yet, yeah, with activist judges, that's the way that they, you know, they have an agenda. And they want to shut down the gun, make it more expensive. They want to label ammunition or have micro chip ammunition, basically, so that, you know, it's traced to your fingerprint, whatever it's used. This is just a nightmare of regulation, given the amounts, you know, of weapons that we have in ammunition. Now, they realize that they're never going to get all the guns in America. Certainly, even though the, you know, there was this bill basically tying U.S. gun law to United Nations guns that almost passed the Senate a couple of weeks ago, and there are that many liberal senators, you know, 40-some, you know, that wanted to put us under U.N. gun control. It didn't pass, and it wouldn't have passed the House. But the last time the Democrats did that, passed the assault weapons ban, you know, a good dozen of them got unelected. So they are fearful of, even with Sandy Hook, they were too fearful to pass a major gun control piece of legislation. But it's
going
to come, the hook will crook. And that's one of the reasons why I talked about in the brief, you know, voting for the lesser of two evils. It's a principle I've lived by for years, and I do not vote for the lesser of two evils. I vote on principle because I don't want to be responsible for helping put in the office a phony Republican who will, in fact, do more damage than a Democrat by convincing other conservatives that the degree of socialism he has is the correct way to go. And so, you know, but I've changed my mind in the sense that because of the damage that Hillary would do, even though I don't have any confidence in Donald Trump, at least he would slow down the globalist agenda. And that's why I, you know, I won't endorse him, I'm going to vote for him.
Yeah, now the other side, too, is what I'm concerned about is pointing possible people that will actually, you know, in a sense, tie him to globalism or to the same so-called Republican conservative agenda, which is, I call it the snake party, has a Democrat and Republican side to it. New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, is he an insider? What's going on there? Are there other people on the inside that are basically get control of his presidency so that despite the fact that he comes up with all these, you know, big pronouncements, in fact, in reality, he'll be continuing the same agenda pretty well?
Well, it is very disappointing that Donald Trump appointed Chris Christie to be in charge of his transition. That means he's in charge of picking the people that will serve in major positions in the administration, and that's like Fox guarding the hen now. Christie is a globalist, masquerading as a Republican, and I don't trust him.
Right.
And it reminds me of, you know, H.W. Bush being in charge of the transition team for the Reagan administration.
Right. Yeah, so in other words, if you ask the fox if he likes chicken, all you have to do is look at his mouth and you'll see feathers around it.
Yeah, and sadly, Gary Johnson, the Libertarian Party, picked William Weld to be his vice president. He's a globalist. He's for gun control and many other things. He's a guy pretending to be a libertarian now that he's out of office.
Wow. Right.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Like me, you're probably sick of waking up at night, constant interruptions during the day, and even spoiled romance. Well, Americans across the country are using a product called Prostate Revive, and they say it really works. Prostate Revive is an all-natural formula created by renowned medical doctor David Brownstein. Dr. Brownstein's Prostate Revive is the only supplement formulated to target the two main prostate problems. The results have just been amazing. And you can even read online the testimonials of many others who are shocked by the success of Prostate Revive. So don't take my word for it. Just give Prostate Revive a free test drive. That's right. They'll send you a risk-free 30-day trial supply. Just pay a small shipping charge and judge the results like thousands of others. Call today, 800-659-7384. That's 800-659-7384. Or go online to prostaterevive.com. That's prostaterevive.com or call 800-659-7384.
You gotta let me go. Are we human? Or are we dancer? My sign is vital. My hands are cold.
And we're back with Joel Skousen. Joel, you know, it's the voice of what I call level-headed common sense, looking at these things starkly, and of course years of experience looking at these events. We can impact if we kind of can get through to some of the advisors. I've had on the program Roger Stone, and I'm sure he shows some concerns about what's going on as well with Trump, that he just won't be slowing down of the inevitable, but maybe a change in course. Can you please continue with your newsletter and any other comments we can make to kind of change the course? Because where things are going isn't really good, is it?
Well, it really isn't. I think it's very telling that Obama went to Hiroshima, for example, and talked about disarming, how he wants to remove all nuclear weapons. And in fact, that's what the United States is doing, is unilaterally disarming. Even as the Russians and Chinese are building brand new weapons, including hypersonic warheads that come in at high speeds, that are maneuverable, and that our existing anti-missile systems don't have a chance of intercepting, because they're moving at very high speeds and cannot turn as fast as a hypersonic vehicle. At the same time, the United States has taken off all of the triple warheads on the Minuteman III missiles and replaced it with a single warhead. And so we'd effectively disarm two-thirds of our nuclear weapons and throw weight, and while the Russians and Chinese are building brand-new missiles. We haven't built a new missile in 20 years. And the one that we did build, the MX, is a missile with 10 warheads. It was just a powerful missile, and that's been dismantled unilaterally, even though the Soviet Union and Russians have backed out of that particular treaty. And so it really looks bad all around the world. The United States is going to continue to talk the good talk about worrying about Russia, but everything they're doing, for example, and NATO is preparing for a conventional war. The military strategists in the United States, they buy into the thing that nuclear war is unthinkable, therefore they basically don't prepare for it. It's incredible to me that even military leaders think that they're still going to use launch on warning as a deterrent. That PDD-60, signed in 1997 by President Clinton, essentially told the military not to rely on launch on warning, that you need to prepare to absorb a nuclear strike and then prepare to retaliate afterwards.
Yeah,
that's just suicidal.
That is stupid, isn't it? It's like just stupid. I mean, Clinton's done a lot of damage. It's amazing this guy's nervy enough to campaign for the Hildebeest.
Well, it's also telling that Clinton, and I'm sure he didn't have anything to do with this, but he announced it. He was, as a unilateral gesture to the Soviet Union, he would keep 50% of our nuclear ballistic missile submarines in port at any one time to make sure that they could be more easily targeted.
I talked to the guys in the nuclear navy.
You couldn't make this.
The nuclear navy in San Diego and in Norfolk, Virginia, the same way. They're just sitting there, sitting ducks, aren't they?
That's right. Almost half of our aircraft carriers are imported at any one time, and they can be very easily targeted. So it's a very, very tenuous situation. We think we have a very high-tech military, but it's very, very vulnerable when you don't have a legitimate strategy for deterring a nuclear first strike on military targets. Most of our military strategists working under this theory that nuclear war is unthinkable because, China even says, we can nuke New York or they can threaten to nuke Chicago or Los Angeles. But in fact, that is not their intention. The Chinese and communists know they need the West, they need the economy, they need the innovation that comes from the West. They'd be dead in the water without, stealing the innovation that they do. And so they really want to do a preemptive strike on military targets only and then blackmail us into submission. And it's incredible. All of the military strategists I've read, none of them even consider that. It's not even been discussed ever. I'm the only analyst in the entire world who addresses the issue. I mean, sure, there are a lot of people say, oh, China would never strike us because we're the engine of the economy. And that's not true. They really want to control the entire global. They want their own version of the New World Order. And the way to do that is to have a nuclear first strike on U.S. military targets only. Now,
They don't want to buy this. They don't want to destroy the theaters which they're buying up. They want to own them. They don't want to blow up Las Vegas. They want to own it.
Yeah, and that doesn't mean that they won't strike. It means that they'll strike the military and not take down the economy. And so that's a very important thing that, I'm not the smartest guy in the world. I can't be the only one who that thought has crossed their mind, except for the fact that these people who work in the military sector are very much boxed in by what is considered acceptable thinking.
Yeah, exactly.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you know what's in your body soap? Well, I didn't know the answer until about 5 years ago when I looked at the label of my soap and was shocked to see all the chemicals. For my entire life, I had been assaulting the largest organ of my body, my skin, and to think my children were using it too. Well, a lot has changed since then. Today, my family and I operate Stone City Farms, where we make and sell all natural goat milk soap using fresh goat milk from goats we raise on our farm. Our mission at Stone City Farm is to produce high-quality, all-natural goat milk soap for people who want a fresh, unrefined, natural product. At Stone City Farms, we offer scented and unscented soaps and a signature line of gift sets customizable to your needs. To see what our customers are saying, go to stonecityfarm.com. Use the code NATURAL for a 20% discount. That's stonecityfarm.com, code NATURAL for 20% off your order. You never know what could be hiding in your soap.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendovite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendovite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Being uninformed, you're going to be informed here. And when you get the, if you contact editor at worldaffairsbrief.com, you're going to be informed to get a level-headed view about what's really going on. Russia and China can't completely take us on for probably, as Joel says, about another decade. But believe me, the agenda of the globalists is to literally snuff out our independence as a nation, to literally culturally destroy us, take out our military, and make sure we're part of a global new world order and just a trade zone. And Joel, you've laid it out very clearly that this agenda is being pushed by globalists who are deep inside our government and our corporations and our agencies, and they're all collaborating to create this new super fascist global government, which is step by step happening, isn't it?
Well, while it is step by step happening, and the TPP and the TTIP, these globalist trade agreements are part of that, there's a tremendous amount of resistance building to it. And it's like Helmut Kohl told the attendees and representatives to the European Union in 1997, they said, you know, if you don't pass this, the only alternative is war. And people looked at each other and said, what do you mean? There's no sentiment for war in Europe anymore. But they didn't realize that Helmut Kohl, the globalist, was saying, we'll give you a war if you don't do this voluntarily. And this is the war that I'm predicting. This is the war, and this is the only thing that explains why the United States has been building up Russia and China ever since their inception. A lot of Americans don't know that we gave Russia the rest of the plans to nuclear weapons that they couldn't steal at the Manhattan Project. We gave them the first shipment of enriched uranium at the end of the war so that they could explode their first nuclear weapon within a year. After that. And we did this knowing that Stalin was a full communist and was out to get the West. And of course, he took us for a ride during World War II. After starting it by making a pact with Hitler, and then got our help, of course, in building up his military to win this war. But we're doing the same thing, basically, on the other side of the world with China, because we brought Mao Zedong to power by cutting off aid to Chiang Kai-shek, and we've been allowing technology to slip through to China. A lot of people don't realize that. A lot of that military technology is sold to China by Israel. Israel gets the technology from the United States.
Yeah. It's a pipeline. It's not a trickle. It's a pipeline from the state of what they call it's a real hell.
Yeah. And so the world is not what people think it is. And what I'm most concerned about is that people have this confidence now that, yes, the world is concerned about war with Russia. They see what Russia did in the stealth invasion of Ukraine. Of course, Russia's doing the right thing for once in Syria by opposing the globalist agenda and helping them from taking Assad down. But it's not because they're benevolent. They see an opportunity here to embarrass the West and the globalist agenda and expose the phony war on terror. But the media isn't picking it up, and Russia is correctly saying that the U.S. isn't fighting ISIS and doing anything wrong, and yet our media really does not pick up on that or views it as communist propaganda.
Yeah, well, they made some interesting comments that recently, in the last few years, that they weren't happy with the fact that after the economic collapse of the Soviet Union, that they didn't totally agree with the idea that East Germany would be reabsorbed into Germany. And, Russia, I don't think, has the same kind of modus, 700-plus bases that we have. Their approach to a high-tech war with us is to disable us so we no longer interfere with their sphere of influence of the former CIS nations. And the fact that we've actually had NATO impinging all the way to Georgia and other nations in their sphere of influence really ticks them off.
Well, but you've got to remember that all that was part of a cat-and-mouse game that's being played. First of all, there was no fall of the Soviet Union.
Right,
it was a carefully crafted deception.
Exactly.
The Communist Party simply went underground and is still running the show. There has been a war between the oligarchs, and Putin overthrew the original oligarchs that put him into power, and now he's one of the new oligarchs. He's probably one of the wealthiest men in the world.
Right.
But nevertheless, it still is a criminal government that is bent on world power and domination. It's one of the three predator centers that my analysis says that run the world, either China, Russia, or the Anglo-American globalists. And it's not going to end well. Unfortunately, our government is preparing and knowing that this first strike from Russia and China is coming eventually, sometime in the next decade. That's why they're building new bunkers all around the Washington, D.C. area underground, pulling under the vice president's residence in the Naval Observatory and under skyscrapers. A lot of buildings are built with big bunkers underneath them, and they give it extra millions by the government to do that and to keep it secret. And we found out about that during 9/11 when a lot of the wives and congressmen got sent over to a high-rise building in Washington, D.C., and nobody knew that there was a bunker under that until they got used.
Right.
But the reason they're preparing for this is they know that it's coming, and it's not through slow assimilation of the trade agreements that we're going to get globalism, because there is too much anti-globalist fever, and that's why there will be eventual war. It's not imminent, in my opinion, but it's interesting. You'll see this play out, that the government will continue to sound the warning, not do anything, just like they are in China. They sound the warning about China building, but they don't do anything. They don't even stop them. They have no ultimatums. In fact, they continue to invite the Chinese military to participate in exercises where they can eavesdrop on U.S. military communications and signals intelligence when we are in a military exercise. It's just unconscionable. And yet people in the United States, including the military, trust our government too much. They say, well, the government must know something. They must have a good reason. We come from a constitutional republic, and we have this level of trust that has been built up over the years that is totally unjustifiable. I mean, we have a government that brought us Pearl Harbor on purpose, that brought us 9/11 on purpose, and, you know, it created ISIS, it killed presidents like JFK, Martin Luther King, Robert F. Kennedy, Vince Foster was killed by the handlers of the Clintons at the time.
Right.
Speaking of Vince Foster, it's interesting that Trump mentioned that he was aware, you know, that Vince Foster was murdered, and he has been excoriated by the press, and they won't let it go. I was watching NPR the other night. It must be 2 weeks since Trump mentioned it. And Vince Foster came up, and they said, oh, by the way, you know, this is so ridiculous that someone says that Vince Foster was murdered. And David Brooks of the New York Times is saying, look, a Republican like Ken Starr had the third investigation. It takes three government investigations to prove that it was a suicide, and so there's no question whatsoever. Well, you know, it's very easy to quote authority and say, like in 9/11, well, this committee said that it was,
right,
it came down because of the airplanes of this committee, and you know, Ken Starr said it was suicide. But, you know, unless you address Patrick Nolan's revelations and the intimidation by the FBI for him to change the story about not seeing Foster's car in the parking lot when he was found dead, and it later shows up when they brought it in. I mean, these are proofs of conspiracy, of somebody covering up for the fact or making it appear that someone did a suicide. I can't believe that someone like David Brooks of the New York Times hasn't read all the articles about that, and for him to not address to treat those conspiracy facts as if they were just so totally out of the question indicates there's a person who's complicit and knows about conspiracy. And it's funny to see them talking about Trump. They're worried about him because, you know, they're trying to co-opt him, and they're probably going to be 90% successful in co-opting
him.
Well,
I have a feeling that he's going to find enough, loose threads on the sweater of lies that he's going to start pulling on them. And it could get him in a lot of trouble. And I'm worried that if he does start pulling a lot of threads, they're going to try to assassinate him.
Absolutely. That's what they did to Reagan. I mean, Reagan continued to buck them. Despite the control that they set in place with George H.W. Bush as his vice president. And so they tried to assassinate it.
Right.
And they would do the same to Donald Trump.
Same thing with Dick Cheney. By the way, his name at the White House was the Prince of Darkness. They actually told all the staff off to make sure that they addressed him correctly as the Prince of Darkness, not Mr. Cheney. And he didn't have six staff, he had 600 through all the departments. So what we really need to understand is that, like George H.W. Bush in the second term of Reagan, was really a H.W. Bush administration run by the globalists.
Yeah. Yeah, he, you know, was in charge of the administration and the personnel, and there was a whole cadre of homosexuals in the Reagan administration. And they ended up having at the Williamsburg bicentennial celebration, a major orgy there that got out, and Reagan was shocked to find out so many homosexuals were in the administration, but he never even knew it hiring them, so how would he know?
Right. Yeah, he was.
You know, the government
separated.
Is too big. The government is too big for anybody to run, and that's why you do have to depend on personnel, and that's why it's really essential that you don't put someone like Christie in charge of your transition team. Christie's not going to make the choices themselves. He's tied into the globalists, the CFR, and the other organizations that are going to recommend people, and they're going to talk Trump into it.
Right.
You know, I'm really concerned when Trump makes statements like how wonderful Dick Cheney is. I mean, Alex Jones thinks that Donald Trump knows everything about 9/11, but you couldn't know and praise Cheney, you know, who was in the White House directing the airplane to hit the Pentagon.
Right.
Or he's stopping it from being intercepted. And you just simply cannot make statements, nice statements, about Nancy Pelosi or Harry Reid or any of these people that are involved in taking down of our liberty and be savvy. So I'm not buying it. I think that Trump does understand some things. I think he's read superficially.
You think,
about Vince Foster, about 9/11, but not enough to really go after it.
Do you think he's feigning? Do you think he's feigning some degree of ignorance? Because I see enough of him asking questions that I see a lot of dangling questions, I call it, where, you know, he's gone so far, but, you know, he's not making an honest statement of 9/11 was an inside job. He's not making a statement that, you know, maybe Oklahoma City was an inside job, or that, you know, we're supporting ISIS or ISIL. He hasn't stated the fact that Obama, on the one hand, criticizes them, ISIS, but actually, on the other hand, we're making certain that NATO and the G20 nations are buying their oil. I mean, those kind of statements would be pretty inflammatory.
Here's what I think's happening, Bill, is that Donald Trump has a disjointed mind. He's not terribly organized. And right. The proof of that, of course, is that he will never follow a script, even his own script. He won't write a speech. He only speaks off the cuff.
Right.
This is a sign of an unstable and disjointed mind. And it takes a very organized mind to keep all the facts straight so he can read things about 9/11 but not connect all the dots and not remember or connect it to Dick Cheney or, you know, and to who's really deeply involved. He really, I don't think, there's no evidence that he ever spent the time, and believe me, it takes hours and hours of reading
right.
and analysis to come to the right conclusions, and I don't think he's done that homework. I think he's read sporadically, and I think that you could sit down with him and review the information, and he'd say, okay, I've heard that, yeah, I've read that, I agree with that. And then you say, well, draw me some conclusions, Mr. Trump. And he would draw a blank. Because he hasn't sat down to link everything together and to draw the appropriate conclusions. Otherwise, he'd be very fearful of his life, knowing what we know about the power
right.
of the conspiracy to take down presidents through the Secret Service.
Well, yeah, you can see it with the evidence, the way he's run his campaign with people surrounding him on all sides, when really he should have much higher levels of security. When that guy jumped up and grabbed him by the leg, it shows a lack of a level of naivety to realize just how he's ticked off these power brokers and the people that are willing to hire somebody like him that can stab him or hit him with a weapon. So, I'm concerned that he needs to have better advisors, and the advisors need to get through to him to shield him from making bad decisions. He's very good at marketing himself, but the problem is that he's not being honest in terms of what's going on, because he's got a very selective and a twisted view of the nature of the problem he has to identify. And I don't think he's fully identified. For example, when he says, I'm going to stop the illegal heroin from coming into Vermont, the border and a wall is important, but the big problem is it's coming in Hercules C-130s. I took care of one of the engineers actually flying to Aurora Air Force Base, and he came and called me. I had to see him as an emergency afterward, and he was suicidal because he realized it was a Hercules C-130 loaded to the gunnels with heroin coming in from Afghanistan, and he was suicidal. And 3 days later, they killed him. So I know for a fact, not just a conjecture, that Donald Trump is completely incapable at the moment of realizing just how deep this well is and how bad it is. He really does not understand it at all.
Well, as I say, I'm sure he has a few suspicions, but he just is too busy and doesn't take the time and doesn't have the organized mind to put it all together.
If he ever takes the time or has people advising him to do, he's going to freak out and realize how this ugly mess is this monster inside the government that's actually managing and running everything, including setting up America to be a nuclear target a decade from now. He's going to realize
one of the problems, Bill, is that he's used success as the litmus test for who he's going to hire, and none of the true ideological people who understand conspiracy are allowed to have, quote, success in the world enough to reach his attention and meet his criteria.
Oh, yeah.
And so his criteria preclude anyone savvy about these things.
Like, for example, if you were one of his senior advisors, you could show him journalistic evidence rather than conjecture on every one of your issues, and provide him with tons of evidence that if he actually sat down with you for half an hour every week, he would get a full briefing on exactly what's really going on rather than conjectures by, quote, successful people that have made a lot of money by playing with the globalist game.
Yeah, and everyone that he's chosen and selected around have an establishment track record.
Right. Yeah, and it's like within the medical system. You can be a top oncologist. They don't want to solve the problem of cancer. You can be a top cardiologist. You don't want to solve the problem of why people get vascular disease. It'll ruin the business. And I've actually come up face-to-face and seeing this. They don't want to stop the toxic polypharmacy vaccines or overuse of drugs. It'll ruin the business, even if it's killing people or causing new illnesses. Absolutely not. I mean, and they're not going to tell you the toilet to tap water is bad for you, even if it contains doping agents, birth control pill, and chemo. They're not going to tell you that. I mean, are you kidding? I mean, this is bad for business. You know, it's like the Christmas Carol all over again, you know. My business was humanity, you know. People need to start grasping. So, you know, he's going to get a very gross reality check when he gets in a position of power and realizes that the problems he's trying to solve are not the problems that really exist, isn't he?
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah, and it's going to be very disappointing. And what I want is better advisors rather than people like Christie and others that actually get through to him to get a reality check on what's really going on. He needs you as an advisor. That's what he needs.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
To obtain this amazing newsletter every week. And by the way, I noticed also at the top of your newsletter you have an MP3 version, an audio version, which is great, every Friday. So Joel, that's editor
at
World
Affairs
Brief.
Yes, a lot of people enjoy listening to it in the car. They don't have time to read, so we provide that MP3 version. They can download and listen to it as they drive.
That's excellent. What issues are you focusing on in the next few weeks or months that you think are going to come out, say, in this Friday's newsletter or future issues?
Well, it's as Obama moves into his last term, he's going to try to lock down some issues like climate change or lock us into some kind of carbon trade scheme. It's just amazing to me that the level of propaganda that they're able to push in the world on climate change when it's clearly been discredited by some of the greatest minds, and that's why they call it climate change now instead of global warming, because they obviously have lost the battle on global warming. But Donald Trump is a real threat relative to the energy crisis. He is willing to keep his promises to keep coal, clean coal, as a major power source. I mean, any one of these issues alone is enough for the powers that be to try to stop Trump. The fact that he would actually try to get the military to effectively go after ISIS, which could deter their foaming war on terror, it would be difficult for them, to pull off it wouldn't be difficult. I mean, unless Trump understands that there's a dark side of government, the dark side of the CIA, the FBI, and the Secret Service even, DEA, et cetera, he can't stop another false flag from being thrown at him and then driving him into reacting to it. And, Trump in his normal bluster could go into a neocon mode without even realizing he was doing so.
Right. Yeah, in other words, he could actually be suckered into something that's counter to his original agenda.
That's right. And they know how to drive people through conflict creation. And, it's one thing to intellectually understand that or to accept that, and another thing to be watching out for it and making sure that you have people in all parts of the government looking for dark black operations. I mean, that's one of the reasons why JFK was killed, because he was going to shut down CIA covert operations.
Right.
Having had his fingers burned by the CIA, actually it was George Bundy that called off the air support, not Kennedy. And Kennedy woke up, surprised that the air support had been called off. But I guess he was starting to realize that, hey, maybe I don't run this government after all.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's so interesting reading about the various cover-ups in the world. I'm just finishing a book now on Amelia Earhart and how she was not, in fact, lost at sea, and that she landed in an atoll in the Marshall Islands, was captured by the Japanese, tortured, and finally executed along with Fred Noonan. And all these years, everyone has been talking about, Amelia Earhart being lost, but the government is very much deeply involved in the cover-up of what happened. And you have to ask yourself, why is it that the government would be covering up for something the Japanese did?
Right.
Even before the beginning, if they were going to, start the war by provoking the Japanese, why not, expose the fact that they killed Amelia Earhart?
Exactly.
Lots of questions need to be answered.
Exactly, and you're an amazing journalist. Thank you, Joel Skousen. Again, get the editor at worldaffairsbrief.com. Back in Hour 3 with Tim Alexander. Tomorrow, Keisha Rogers from the Roos Foundation and John B. Wells, Hour 3 from Caravan to Midnight. We'll be back in just a moment. Hour 3 coming up.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.